Triple Flicks. Dropping ya, dropping ya. What the fuck is up? What's going on, people? Chad Arms, Chatty Bobby, Chatty Bobcast, episode 17. Oh, man. It's fucking hot! It's motherfucking hot! God damn it. It's 109 in my car right now. You could fry a fucking egg on my damn console right now. And they just implemented that new law where you're not allowed to touch your cell phone or look at it or be friends with it or have it. I mean, they're treating your cell phone now like it's a loaded weapon. Which, I mean, I get it. It's for the safety and betterment, but it ain't gonna keep me from making a goddamn podcast. You hear me? It ain't gonna keep me from living my life. I'm getting off of work. I stayed 45 minutes longer than I was supposed to. But big whoop. Want to cry about it? Not want to fight about it. Why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags. Oh, man. Today wasn't that bad, man. I mean, you got people that, you know, from time to time, people will come into my store and they'll just act like their shit don't stink. And to those people, fuck yourself till you die from it. You know what I'm saying? But there wasn't a lot of that going on today. It's so damn hot outside. My thoughts and prayers go out to anybody that's working warehouse jobs or working out in the heat. And if you're a roofer, I don't know how you're living right now. It is 100. The heat index is 100. And it is in July. July's not even the hottest month in Tennessee. August is. So I'm gonna need Mother Nature to do something with her lilt. With her lilt. English isn't my strongest language. And it's my only language. My vocal tones are fucking God tier. Just hashtag red lights, you know? Hashtag red light special. That's what I'm sitting at right now. Because at this time of the evening, it don't matter where you're at in this area. You're getting stuck at a fucking red light. It's just not, it's not something that you're going to get a void. Hashtag red light special. Red light special all through the night. No. Take off my glove. TLC, man. What you know about that? Nothing. Youngsters. They were all hot as fuck. Left Eye, RIP. T-Boz, hot. Chili was the one, though. Chili from TLC was Roll Tide Giggity. She was... God. But yeah, hashtag red light special. Just got out of a long red light, and now I'm immediately stuck in another one. So that's what we're going to call this. I can see the future. I mean, I know it pretty well. I know these lights because I fight for my right to sit at these lights. You know what I'm saying? That made no sense. Not a bit of sense. I want to say thanks to everybody that's been tuning in to this podcastery. We're 17 episodes in. And I thought about taking a week off, and then I said, fuck that motherfucker. I ain't doing it. I already took a week off. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag no weeks off. That's not a thing. Passing Ryan's Steakhouse right now. You want to talk about just top scale human being? You go into a Ryan's Steakhouse buffet, okay? You go in there. It's not as classy. Well, it's classier. It's not the level of diarrhea people as, what's that other one? Golden Corral, where they got the Choco Fountains and they got the whatever else they got. I mean, it ain't that high. It ain't that upscale. Ryan's Steakhouse, I mean, that same, what that, where that Ryan's is, where I'm at, it used to be a hometown buffet, which before that was an old country buffet. The thing that's so funny is that all three times, because I used to eat there when it was old country and hometown buffet, because this was years ago and I worked at Media Play 15 years ago. Me and my boy Skeggs used to go there and eat. And the menu has not changed. Even though it's Ryan's Steakhouse now, nothing's different. The same people work there. It's the same inside. It's the same food. It's the same fucking store, restaurant. I've gotten to where now, though, man, I don't really do well at buffets. Like, you know, I eat. I'm a big boy. I like food. But I'm getting to where I can't do these buffets, man, where you're just standing in line like a bunch of cattle and you're just... The last buffet I went to was Shoney's. And Shoney's breakfast buffet, I mean, that's pretty nice, Kalar. That's really nice. But it's just... I've just got... I make this stank face when I go to those. I don't do them anymore. I haven't been to a Chinese buffet. I used to fuck up a Chinese buffet. I could have took a pillowcase in there and got me some food in China. But I ain't been to a Chinese buffet in years. That dude is such an asshole. There's this homeless guy that I've seen argue with two different people about where he's posted up at. 2 weeks ago, that damn homeless guy, it says like homeless hippie or something, help out. He didn't even put any effort into his sign. He was getting mad and they almost got into a fight with some other dude that apparently was an OG homeless guy that's usually posted up at the same spot, and the hippie dude was there and they got into like a verbal dispute, and I cracked my window just so I could hear what was going on, but I didn't want to roll it down because I didn't want him to think I was going to give him anything. So that's what I did with my life a couple weeks ago. And then I see him bitching at somebody else, some woman that's standing in the spot. So, I guess he's trying to claim squatter's rights. I don't know what's going on. I just know that it's fucking 110 degrees. 110 degrees? Where was the degrees, Chad? You know how to speak it? Nope. Oh, it's calm, Dad. It's only 98 in my car now. Sorry for that loud-ass noise. That's my air conditioner on 75% fucking blowing. So, yeah. Oh, man. What's been going on in the world, man? I don't keep up with the current events, really. Lil Nas X came out of the closet, apparently. Which, I mean, whatever. You know, the Old Town Road song, it's just the biggest song in the world. The last day of Pride Day, he said he was gay and he thought everybody knew already. Which, listen, I don't give a fuck what you are. I mean, if you make a song that's catchy, I don't really care if you're a guy that likes guys or a guy that likes girls or a girl that likes girls, girl that likes guys, whatever. As long as you don't fuck with animals or kids, man, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? That ain't my business. That doesn't take away from the fact that that song is super catchy. It's ridiculous. It's a parody. Anyway, that's what I think is so funny. And I don't know, that's just what everybody's been talking about. So many people now that thought that song was good are like going back on it because they're embarrassed that they liked a song that a gay rapper did. I'm like, what is that? I mean, who gives a shit, man? Like, it's not that it's a good song, it's just a catchy, stupid song. Like, who gives a shit, man? If you're happy, hey, whatever makes you happy, man. As long as you don't mess with kids and animals, dude. I mean, whatever. Hashtag red light special. Stuck at another one. I'll probably get stuck at this one twice because there's such a long line at it. But I don't give the first shit, okay? The first one. I don't give the first motherfucking poop. I get my honky-tonk. The donkey dog. Woo wee. Shut your mouth. Smack my grandma. Those were just some of the lyrics that came out of Trace Adkins' mouth. Ooh wee. Shut your mouth. Smack my grandma. Honky tonk. The donkey dog. That is an actual song. You're going to make fun of rappers for making stupid songs, and you're gonna do a song called Honky Tonk Badonka Donk. Stop it. Let's see if I can get through this red light special, baby. The answer is going to be no. I can already tell. I know this light. It's going to turn yellow, two cars in front of me, and then I'm going to get stuck at it. I called the future. Just like I thought. Shoo, 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 shoo. Shoo, 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 shoo. 10.5 minutes absolute nonsensory. Woo-wee, shut your mouth. Smack my grandma. You don't have any talent anymore. You don't, man. You don't have to have any talent to make it. That's what's awesome. You can just be somebody that's done nothing and then just come up with a song and it gets millions of hits and you make millions of dollars, and you couldn't have the first bit of talent. Oh man, so I saw The Dead Don't Die. Me and Ivy and Savannah went and saw that this past weekend. Not a fan, man. The definition of mediocre. It was supposed to be like a horror comedy. You know, I'm a big fan of zombie comedies like Shaun of the Dead, Zombieland. Whatever other ones there are. I don't know. I'm a fan of those. Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, that's a good one. This one was just not good, man. Everybody was blah in it. Adam Driver was blah. Bill Murray was blah. Everybody was so just subdued the whole movie. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the way they wrote it. It wasn't an original idea anyways, because it's about zombie apocalypse. I don't know. I just didn't care for it, man. Do not recommend that one. I want to see Annabelle 3. Midsummer's coming out this week. Same people that did Hereditary, which I loved. My second favorite movie of 2018. Looking forward to that. Heard it's really, really out there. Really creepy and out there. So I like weird, creepy, out there movies. So we'll see. I think The Viz is going to see it this week. I may try and see it this coming weekend. I don't know yet. I mean, I wish this guy would just let me over with his Alabama decal. Thank you, sir. I need you to pick a fucking lane. That's all you need to do in life. Pick a lane and go with it. Roll with it, baby. Roll with it, baby. Shout out to Steve Winwood. Think about it. There it is. I love. Bring me a higher love. Dun 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 dun, yeah. And I'm back to the high life again. He was all about getting high, man. Higher life. Or the back to the high life, higher love. Steve Winwood was all about leveling up, dude. He was all about that high life, man. Man, summertime, no fun of time. I need people to do better, man. You can tell too, like from where it's so hot, people are more agitated when they come into work, which I just think is funny because we're working in the air conditioner and they're coming in our stores pissed off. So I just had to walk in the heat for a half a minute to get in the store. What about people that ain't got fucking air conditioning? What about people that ain't got interior job where they work inside in the air? I need you to fucking chill out. Fucking calm ye jets, baby. I started a TikTok. I don't know why. Everybody was telling me to do it. It's so ridiculous. The wormhole that you can get in when you go in a, when you're looking at a TikTok like home feed, just on the new for you stuff. I mean, it is a wormhole that you'll get in and you don't know where you're at the end of it. You don't know where the fuck you ended up. Between TikTok wormholes and me being, me completely being obsessed with binge watching Live PD on YouTube, I've been a piece of shit the last 3 days. Finally out of the traffic. I only have the opportunity to hit 1, 2, 3, 4 more red light specials. Let's see if I go 4 for 4. It'll be a while before I get to the next red light, but hashtag it, man. Hashtag, man. Work with it, baby. Thank you, 18-wheeler. Please just get out of my life. Thank you so much for exiting my existence. I don't mean to be rude, baby. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, Chad, stop. Hey, what is this? 16 minutes of your life that you'll never get to be refunded for. So, it's almost 4th of July, man. You know what Chad Arms is doing on 4th of July? Working. 10 hours, baby. Time and a half. Let me get that. Along with 8 hours holiday pay. Woo! 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 Best Buy gonna catch these, man. We're gonna get these. Let your boy work all the day. The whole day off. Don't give the first fuck about a firecracker. You hear me? I'm a firecracker. Because I'm a cracker and I spit that fire. Firecracker. I'm gonna go ahead and put that into layman's terms for y'all squares out there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God, Chad. What's wrong with you? That house looks like it should be on a horror movie. Guarantee there's a little haunted kid ghost running around in that house over there. I guess I should speed up. I'm only going 44 and a 60. That's kind of... that's the amount of fuck that I give. I give a 44 and a 60 mile an hour zone fuck. That's what I give. People are just driving by me, fingering me. Throwing the middle finger up. Not really. They don't want me to fishtail them and knock them into next week. You know what I'm saying? God, I mean, I'm just with it, man. I'm so with it. Now that I'm more than halfway home, the air is really kicking in now, so that's good. We'll get that home stretch of air conditioner. Oh, I got through one of the red light specials, so I only got 3 left to try to hit. The Lord is on my side. I don't know what that was. There are not the shortage of yard sales right now. I haven't even gotten into the country yet. I've already seen 3 yard sales this way. Excuse me. That was a combo de doodah of a burp and a hiccup at the same time. That was the burp up. That's what that was. Burp up. Burp up, burp up, burp up, burp up, burp up. What? That's how I laugh. I'm obsessed with doing like really awkward laughs in public and making them like as loud as I can. Especially if it's in an area like where it's quiet. Shut up. There's nobody in the passenger seat. It's just my hand over there. Chevy, I'm going to need you to just stop being so damn nosy. What's going on in my passenger seat? It's all up in my business over here, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. I'm excited about, I'm trying to start working on the new album. We're going through beats now. I've got several I've already purchased from months ago that I haven't recorded to yet. I'm still out searching for beats. So, it's always a fun process, picking out the beats I want to use for the album and then going from there and doing song for song. See, I'm the type when I do a song, like I can't, some people I know can work on three or four songs at once. I can't do that because I've tried doing that before and I end up having like three or four unfinished songs. So I'll work on one song, finish it completely, and then before I work on another one. It just works better for me that way. Because at least that way I know I get the song done. So we're gonna see how it goes, man. People have been liking, you know, the Baker's Dozen trilogy. They like 1, 2, and 3. Seems like 3's been a lot of people's favorites. I mean, people like have favorites from each volume. But it's, to me, overall, I would say Volume 1 is my favorite song for song. I would say 1, 3, 2. I mean, I like them all, you know. I'm proud of all 3 of them. But I would rank them in that order, 1, 3, 2. But I got to try to make Volume 4 better. I'd like to have it done by the first of the year. Who knows? We'll just see how things go. I'm not going to put a release date on it because I don't. I think that's the issue that I had with Volume 2 is that I put a release date on it. And I kind of rushed it, which I still like the album, but I think I could have made it better if I would have waited. So I'm gonna try to get better with each one, man. Baker's Dozen, baby, chitty chitty, ear it, Bobby, Bobby, ear it. Red Light Special, called again. 1 for 2. Got 2 more. I gotta see if I hit. And now with this new law, like you can't even, I read up like all the details on it. You can't hold your phone. You can't touch your phone. You can't look at your phone. Nothing. So I've tried a few different mounts, you know, phone mounts in my car and nothing really works in my car. So I just have my phone laying on my console, which works good enough. And I'm not even risking it, man. Because I think the first time you get pulled over and they do it, it's like a $50 ticket. Second time, it's $100. Third time, it's like they send you to, I don't know what it was. They make you do 2-a-day football practices or something. I don't know what it was. It's something really ridiculous. They take points off your license, I think. They suspend you from summer school if you still attend. So, I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, punishments. But those fines, dude, they're gonna make so much money on those fines. And granted, they're hoping that it's gonna make it to where people pay more attention, which I definitely think they should do. You know, I'm on my phone too much when I'm driving, so I need that kind of rule to keep me from being on my phone. It's gonna kind of take away from my videoing while I'm driving, but it ain't finna take away from my podcast, baby. Because they just think I'm on my Bluetooth, motherfucker. They don't know I'm talking to myself, you know what I mean? They don't know how fucking crazy I is. Shut up, Impala. Stop being nosy. Nobody asked you nothing. We got this over here. Or ain't nothing you need to get up in. I need you to just stop being nosy and mind your goddamn business over here. Worry about what my pastor seat's working with. Oh man, coming up on the next red light special, am I gonna hit it? This one I hardly ever get stuck at. Let's see if the traffic gods are with you, boy, today. Yep, got caught in it. Red light special. 2 for 3, baby. See if I can get that 750 batting average real quick. Get that Jim Tomey real quick. Hit that Candy Maldonado on. those are 2 completely random baseball players from back in the day. One played for the Cleveland Indians. I don't remember where the fuck Candy Maldonado played for. I think he played for the Toronto Blue Jays. But Chad, guess what? Nobody gives a goddamn fucking shit where he played at. Candy Maldonado, you look that up. You Google that shit. And you tell me he didn't play for the Toronto Blue Jays. I will shake your hand in person if I'm wrong. Jacked up truck riding my ass. Guess what? You're going to keep riding it, brother. Because I am not speeding up for you. You will not determine what my speed is on the road. You're not going to determine. You can go around. There we go, bud. Drive around. Jacked up truck, baby. There you go. You're so... Hey. God, it's this winner's circle. Hashtag. Get the fuck out of here. Hurry. You ain't got nowhere to go. You ain't got nowhere to be. The fucking Tractor Supply. They're open till probably 9 or 10, dude. Just calm down. It ain't going... The fucking... Justin boots and the Wrangler jeans ain't gonna be fucking going nowhere. I don't even know if they sell those there, but I'm sure they know people that do. Oh, the rants of a completely erratic human being that is so out of his mind but so well in tune with what's going on. We have an Amish store where I live at. If y'all didn't know that, if y'all didn't know about Greenbrier, that's the kind of level I'm on. Oh, last red light, I'm caught at it. 3 for 4, baby, Candy Maldonado. I don't know if he ever even went 3 for 4 in a baseball game. I know Kent Murphy did with them dingers. So, yeah, 3 for 4 I hit. There was only one red light from work to here. There was about 12, I think, total. 10 to 12, and I hit every single one but one. So, it's just the way it goes, man. That's just the way love goes. But Janet Jackson, who was that? That's just the way love goes. Dun, 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 dun. That dude in that Ford Ranger, it was in that, pulling out of that gas station, he was smiling, and I saw one tooth. That man had one tooth. One. That on his entire top and entire bottom, I saw one tooth. Like, at that point, just pack it up, man. I mean, just go ahead and knock that other one out. Or just, you know, rub it just a smidge and it'll just probably just swan dive out of your mouth. I mean, if you've got one single solitary tooth left in your head, why? What are we even doing? Just fucking clear it out and start over. Get you some dentures or Invisalign or whatever the fuck that shit is, or some of those fake gas station teeth, something. I don't understand, man. Man, he's riding my ass. Dude, don't get mad at me, dude, because you ain't got no teeth in your head. That's your fault. Meth did that to you. Or something bad did that to you at one point in your life. And I'm not going to allow you to take it out on me by trying to make me go faster, because that's not, it ain't never once made me go faster, and you damn sure with your one tooth in the head having ass ain't going to make me start going faster now. You can't bite me if we get in a fight. What are you going to do? I can bite the shit out of you. I have every single one of my teeth, every one of them. And he's got a rebel flag in his, of course he does. I mean, Chad, what? He has one tooth and a rebel flag. If this is not the epitome of what people think of the South, and this guy's Ford Ranger, and he's just living his best life. He's, I don't know, he looks like he's probably listening to some, either some Slipknot or Hank Williams Jr. He's listening to one of the two. That's the only thing he listens to. Hank Williams, Hank Jr., or Slipknot. That's the only two CDs. He doesn't have any kind of auxiliary situation in his car. He listens to CDs. And that's just the way. He's probably got Korn Follow the Leader album in his CD wallet. I mean, he's living his best life. I'm not even kidding. He was like laughing it out loud at somebody in the car with him. And he did, I saw plain as day, one tooth. That was all. How many are we supposed to have? 40-something? 60? 200? How many teeth are we supposed to have in our head? Imagine how lonely that one tooth is. And how much like of a workload that it has. We pulled off. You know he opens beer bottles with it. He's probably like a... Whenever he goes to parties, everybody wants him to like do tricks with his one tooth or something. Oh man, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that I love y'all, and this has been episode 17 of the Chatty Bobcast hashtag Red Light Special. See, I mean, we survived it. I'm turning into my subdivision, and I'm about to be worthless for the next 5-6 hours till I go to bed and do it all over again tomorrow. I appreciate all the continued support with everything, with my Facebook videos or my YouTube videos or the Triple Flix Mafia stuff that we're doing. And if you support my music and me in general, I love the hell out of y'all. It means the world to me to have y'all support and y'all's backing. Makes me who I am, and I wouldn't change it for the world, man. I'd rather have that than have a lot of money, you know, because can't take that money with you, man. So I appreciate y'all, and y'all know the drills, man. If you're listening to this on Apple or Googly or Google or what else is there, Amazon Pod, something, anything, podcast, Spotify, YouTube, subscribe to the Triple Flix Mafia, subscribe to Jonathan Ivey, subscribe to Chatty Bobby 1130, subscribe to Chance Richards, motherfucker, subscribe to Friday the 14th, subscribe to my brother's gaming channel, subscribe to the Viz, even though he don't have a video on his channel. It don't fucking matter if he don't have no videos, you subscribe to him, because that's just what you're supposed to do to people you support. Oh God, I love y'all, man. I do. I'm a fucking idiot, and y'all accept me for being an idiot, and that's one of the reasons I love you, okay? This has been the Chatty Bobcast, episode 17, hashtag Red Light Special. Like, comment, subscribe, share, and all that shit. Triple Flix Mafia, bitch.